Disc golf may be on its way to Pislinch. Township Council is sending the idea to its Recreation Committee for evaluation and discussion, as well as possible community engagement. Let's just make sure it's in the appropriate place, Mayor James Seeley said. The initial idea is to put it in a park on Fox Run Drive. But I think we need to make sure we're putting the right thing in the right place, Cown. Jessica Goida said. And I think getting involvement from both the community in Fox Run or any other community where we might consider putting it as well as the rec committee is an important step before we make any decision as to whether we're going to do it and where we're going to put it. Cown. Matthew Bulmer raised the point that residents may be a little upset if they start getting discs in their backyards. The parking at Fox Run is very difficult to get to. If there is any parking, it would be parking on the street, added Cown. John Sepulis. Nonetheless, idea of bringing disc golf to Pislinch is seen as a good addition to the town. It is something that is gaining in popularity all over the world. And I love the idea of it, Goida said. It is something that I think could be a great opportunity for the township to introduce a new and up-and-coming sport. It gives people another way to be active and interact with each other at all skill levels. There hasn't been a lot of inquiries to staff for frisbee golf, Seeley said. I view it similarly to the movie Field of Dreams. I feel if we build it, they will come. Other issues related to the matter include how many courses to have, whether to make pre-registering to use a course necessary, and whether to have the posts and baskets removable or stuck in place. In disc golf, one throws a disc to try and get it into a basket on a post in as few throws as possible, similar to the way golf is scored. A course may have 9 or so baskets. So I like the idea of bouncing it down to the rec committee and getting some input, Seeley said. I'm not sure how the rec committee plans on engaging the Fox Run residents. We'll leave it at that.